It's Central Time, broadcasting today from the WPR studios in Milwaukee. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, in the 1920s, garden homes were built as part of a progressive housing project in Milwaukee. We talk about ongoing efforts to preserve those houses, their history, and the vision behind them.
First, the city of Waukesha is continuing its efforts to get approval to divert water from Lake Michigan because of radium contamination in its local groundwater supply. But the 10 U.S. states and Canadian provinces that border the Great Lakes have to agree to the request, and there are still questions and concerns to be addressed.
The latest chapter in the ongoing negotiations happened this week in Chicago, where a committee judged Waukesha's application as meeting the technical requirements of the Great Lakes Water Protection Compact. That sends it on now to the next step in the approval process.
Chuck Kornbach joins us in the studio now. He's a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee, and he's been following this story from the start. Chuck, good to see you here in Milwaukee.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, what did this committee of the Great Lakes states and Canadian provinces have to say about Waukesha's request?
Well, they held a meeting, actually it was by webinar. Some folks were in Chicago, others were elsewhere in the Midwest, Great Lakes region, and they voted 9-0, with only Minnesota abstaining, that the proposal should be advanced or forwarded to the Great Lakes governors, and that'll happen over the next 30 days, in about 30 days.
Now that this advancement has come out, are we hearing anything about what the committee members had to say about why they decided to advance this request from Waukesha?
Well, most thought that it met the standards of the Great Lakes Compact, which was signed in 2008, that they had attached various conditions over the last couple of months that they thought would keep it in line with the compact. The main parts of those conditions include reducing the amount of territory in Waukesha County that would get lake water to primarily just the city of Waukesha's current service area, plus some isolated parts, they call them islands, within the town of Waukesha that are completely surrounded by the city. So that was the main thing, cut down the size of the service area, knock out some of the surrounding communities, Genesee, parts of Pewaukee, and so on, that were in line to get water as well. There were some other conditions as well addressing that would reduce the amount of water that the communities would get from roughly 10 million gallons when this proposal started, now down to about 8.2, 8.3 on a typical day.
And did the city of Waukesha, did they have to sign off on all of these attached conditions before it went forward?
Well, the city of Waukesha, I believe, was in negotiation and collaboration with the Wisconsin DNR. It was actually Wisconsin, you know, was on this committee as one of the states. The DNR chose Eric Ebersberger, longtime employee, and who has worked quite closely, perhaps most closely, with this project over the last few years. He was the delegate, and he, you know, made some comments that were appreciative of the committee's work. But a little bit controversial. He said that he was glad they didn't listen to considerable hyperbole on this. I believe referring to many, many comments from environmental groups, citizen groups that oppose this plan, and yet it's been advanced because the committee, by and large, thinks it meets the standards of the compact.
Now, you said, going back to something you said Minnesota abstained from the vote. Is this an abstention such that this just isn't the right time, or is this more of a protest vote?
Well, Julie Ekman, Minnesota's delegate to what was called the regional body, said that this should not be taken as a sign of Governor Dayton in Minnesota's opposition just now, that they wanted more time. Minnesota had asked for the week delay from the previous meeting in Chicago a week ago. She had asked for a week more to consider this, but apparently was not ready to vote yesterday on this. But again, warned that don't take this as a no, just take this as we haven't fully studied this yet. There is some political difference at the governor's level in Minnesota and Wisconsin, so we're trying to see if there's some politics behind this. But for right now, they're just saying it's give us more time, and we'll be ready to, the governor will be ready in about a month.
We're talking with Chuck Kornbach right now, WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee, and he's giving us an update on the city of Waukesha's application to divert water from Lake Michigan. And looking now a little bit more closely at the Great Lakes governors who'll be taking it up down the road, what are the stakes there? What happens?
Well, there will be a meeting somewhere around June 21st, 22nd, at which some of the governors may be there, or they may just send their representatives. I think some of them are on this regional body already. I'm not so sure what's going to happen in the next 30 days. The key thing is that any governor can veto this project, just takes one. And so there will be, and the Wisconsin DNR said, look, we're willing and glad to work with those that have not reached consensus yet, meaning Minnesota mainly, but also Michigan, which okayed the plan yesterday, but their representative, Grant Trigger, said, listen, you know, this does not mean Governor Rick Snyder is ready to fully embrace this yet. He's going to decide in about 30 days. So there's going to be some negotiations that we may hear about, or maybe not, and then all of a sudden, and they'll gather together again, it appears.
Do you have any idea what the specific concerns are for the governors of Minnesota and possibly Michigan at this point, Chuck?
Well, Minnesota mentioned a week ago that they didn't think there'd been enough public input, that there was some concern about the return flow of treated wastewater once the people of Waukesha are done using the Lake Michigan water. It would go to the sewage treatment plant out there, which is expanding for various reasons, but including to be able to prepare wastewater to be piped over to the Franklin area, where it would be released into the Root River, and which flows through southern Milwaukee County down through part of Racine County into the city of Racine. Some concern from environmental groups and certainly Racine's mayor and one of their state representatives, Corey Mason, about the quality of that return flow, whether it would truly keep out things like pharmaceuticals and viruses.
Any sense about how that kind of concern could be addressed?
Well, the committee, the regional body, addressed the return flow somewhat, but they were saying, you know, Waukesha promised, and the DNR said, listen, this wastewater is going to meet all standards, all current standards, and if there are standards developed nationally on things like pharmaceutical pass-through, if you will, that Waukesha would meet those standards too. Yet to see whether any of the opponents would be talking lawsuit yet. It's hard to say for sure, but Mayor Dickert in Racine told me about a week ago that, listen, I'm going to do all I can to protect my city.
Now, we've talked mainly about concerns from Minnesota, maybe some from Michigan, but there are also Canadian provinces involved here, too. Do you have a sense about how involved in this and how high stakes a question this is going to be for Canada?
Well, it was a little odd. A delegate from Quebec that started out being on the committee asked several questions and raised some concerns. He was not the delegate, though, at the final meeting last week in Chicago or by phone yesterday. I'm not trying to imply there was a political change, but Quebec went from raising questions to, at the end, going along with things. Ontario was a bit more cautious. In fact, right as the members were having their vote yesterday, Ontario's delegate asked for a 10-minute recess, and people kind of like, okay. But I think he was just checking back with higher-ups in the Ontario administration. So, so far, it seems the Canadian governments are on board, at least at the end there.
So, Chuck, it's cleared this committee. It's going to go on to the Great Lakes governors. If you had to characterize the atmosphere around this and just the feeling you're getting about its viability, what is your sense of where it's at?
Well, it appears, you know, most of the governments are on board, the state governments and the provincial governments. The wild card, things like Minnesota's governor, it appears, potentially Michigan's governor, who's feeling a lot of heat over the Flint water situation. Environmental groups are out there saying, you know, this is a flawed proposal. We want to do more assessment. There's always the possibility of lawsuits and these sorts of things. But then you also think of the scope of this project, $200 million project, people building pipelines from somewhere in Oak Creek out to the city of Waukesha, and a return flow pipeline that would be these 20-mile pipes, parallel pipes each way. You think it's quite an immense project, and it's certainly a different kind of field than looking over Lake Michigan, which we can barely see, and thinking that no one would try to tap into that.
And Chuck, just briefly as we wrap up here, if the proposal clears the Great Lakes governors, where does it go next?
Well, it's my understanding that would be the end of the sort of official government plan unless there was some sort of change in the process. But again, it could go to the courts if there's a lawsuit.
Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach joining us in the Milwaukee studios, giving us an update on the city of Waukesha's application to divert water from Lake Michigan.